America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We were just doing our question of the day where we were asking about, you know, the real things that would get the people moving on an election day. And somebody was like, ketchup and mayo being illegal on steak. If you had a candidate that was willing to put that up here.
The fact that you would even have to make a law to say that, though. Ketchup and mayo on your steak?
It happens.
What is going on?
It happens.
Like, what's wrong with you? Like, to me, there's a deeper issue that goes beyond politics and policy.
I'll take it further than steak sauce. Like, Heinz 57 and A1. What the hell are you doing?
I wouldn't go that far.
No, yeah, I put that on, like, chop steak. Or a pork chop.
I was going to say. I'm trying to do it without being, like, a steak snob. Like, the sauce is one thing. If
you're going to put sauce on a steak, it got to be steak sauce or Heinz 57.
But not a real steak. It has to be like a chop steak or something.
This is the thing, Lopez. People might not know about all of that.
This is why they say politics is divisive. Look
at
y'all.
That's what I'm saying, Lopez.
Look at y'all. This is what politics is.
You being a little elitist here. Some people, all they know is they A1.
Yeah, you can't do ketchup, man.
But that is a bridge too far.
How about the other one that had
mayonnaise? What are we talking about? On your steak?
Nah, come on.
Yeah, I don't understand that one. And I'm not going to try to understand that one. I'm sorry, I will not bridge that, gap. And this one, I was just like, I don't know what you're doing. 573, they said, you get to pick one person a week to box at work gets my vote.
A week? A week?
I don't know
you
about boxing.
You trying to fight someone once a week?
How about you just pop them once?
A week?
One person a week.
Get a new job at that point.
Like,
And I'm not even saying, like, it's your personal responsibility or whatever. Like, I understand, right? Sometimes work can be tough. But if you're in a place where you feel the need to box someone once a week, you're not doing what's good for you.
What you should do is once a year, you should have a pillow fight with somebody you can't stand.
That's
and
good.
Just fight that like what person doing. With a pillow.
But the moment it gets to the point to where I want to smack one of y'all, we got serious problems. I need to get out of here. Somebody's got to go. Yeah, man. I don't want to be in that space where I want to smack you or you want to smack me.
Exactly.
No. That means we're doing something very wrong.
That is correct. All right. Now we're getting real into the weeds here on the 5-Hour Energy text line.
On my platform, we would do away with toll roads. That would be my thing.
Oh, that's good.
We would do away with the toll roads on the roads that we paid for already.
Yeah.
So that would be my thing. And that's actually something that people actually do.
Yeah.
But that's my soapbox.
Make this available to all
kick
people
right now.
I think people would vote for B. Scott. The B. Scott platform would absolutely do some numbers. 346 said, I'm a repo man. I stand by the fight one person a week thing. I have a strong feeling that if you're a repo man and you're having a fight, you're not doing the job right. All right, we'll go to around the NFL.
I'm not fighting a repo man. That's a man that has fought more than I have.
Yeah.
That's a man who's why fight when you could pull is basically what I'm trying to say. Anyways, let's go around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist. Are tired of the hassle of selling your tickets? Say goodbye to the stress and let their experts get you the best price. Download Quick Assist from your app store today and they'll handle the rest. That's Quick Assist, Q-U-I-C-K-A-S-Y-S-T. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. Last night, We got another one of those games for the Chiefs. And what do I mean when I say that? One where they looked gettable, and yet still, here they are, winning at the end of it. And in the course of it, you go to overtime, and then the Chiefs become the boogeyman that we all expect. They get the ball on the snap. And what's hilarious, you see the video of Baker Mayfield with the, and he just looks like somebody told him that he not getting Christmas this year.
Yeah.
He was sick as soon as it was decided that the Chiefs would get the ball, because he knew what was going to happen. And that's exactly what happened. They went down, they score, they win, and the Chiefs do it again.
Do you feel like you have a better chance beating the Chiefs going for two at the end of the game to win the game?
Yes.
Or rolling the dice, which to me is not even rolling the dice, and going to overtime where they are assuredly going to beat
what,
you?
It's not even a question.
Yeah.
My only question.
And they asked the question on the broadcast, and I was surprised at how dismissive it sounded. Like, to me, it's like, no, you should be going for two, because you don't want to play more against the Chiefs.
That's
my only question. Sorry. My only question was, have you not seen the Chiefs? Have you not watched the Chiefs?
They beat the Chiefs.
You know, if you're unsure, call Josh Allen from the sidelines. You know, call
Josh Allen really is. He has a PhD.
Call Josh Allen from the sidelines. Hey, should we go for two? He would just hang up. That would be his answer. Yeah, of course.
But all of us have CBS and Fox and NBC. And most of us have Amazon. We've all seen it.
Yes.
All of us. Not just Josh Allen. Like, are you new to the world?
We watch tape of who?
Yeah, so I just realized that I did not set up this particular portion of it. If you're not familiar, the Buccaneers were down very late in this game. They go and they score a touchdown late in the fourth quarter. And obviously, that was the one to tie it with the extra point. However, in that moment, you have the opportunity to go for two and the win in that decision and have that single play decide what happens. And I feel like the rule of thumb in football is, if you are the better team, you go and tie it, you give yourself an opportunity to go and win it where you have more plays and it's not dependent on one player. If you are not the better team in the situation, you go, I'm not going to have a better chance than what is, in theory, a 50-50 shot at this one play from the two-yard line to get the win.
Mine is high school level strategy, B. Scott. If you're on the road, you go for two. If you're at home, you go for the tie. That's it.
To me, the principle is even more so in the Chiefs. The fact that it's the Chiefs, like I don't disagree with anything that y'all are saying, but it's even amplified when it's the Chiefs. It's Patrick Mahomes, and you're telling me I've got the ball inside the five and I get to run a play to win the game versus let's play a whole nother version of a quarter. No, let's not do that. Let me win or lose right here with this one play. Watch the football game and bet it all on one play.
And here's the last thing. Chiefs are going at least 12-0 now, because they've got the Broncos next at the Bills. They're gonna you know, crush their souls. Panthers and Raiders.
Yeah, there's at least two.
The Bills is tough, but they'll beat. I mean, they always crush their
souls. They're probably going dog walk. So
the big thing about this game, though, or just when I think about the Chiefs, is just how differently they're able to win. How they've changed their identity over the years. Mm-hmm. And then this game kind of becomes, or goes back to, some of the classic points of the Chiefs. When their defense, the one that's been lauded over the last couple of years, and rightfully so, gives us some points at the end, and it is the existence of Patrick Mahomes and the institution that is the Chiefs that gets them through this. It's like, man, they are there.
With some new bit players, hello to DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes.
8 catches, 86 yards, 2 tutties. And he looked very happy to be playing alongside Patrick Mahomes.
And of course, he fits well with Patrick Mahomes. DeAndre Hopkins has made the likes of, like, basically the whole list of guys that he played with here, right? Mm-hmm. He's made those guys look good. What you think he could do for Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, at that point, he might be like, oh, there's somebody that can make me look good. Cool. Yeah,
right.
That's a nice reciprocity that I have not fully been able to engage with.
This whole thing just makes me sick.
Yeah. That's right. Looking at you, Titans, thanks for another reason for you to not like that franchise.
They went ahead and
were like, hey, Kansas City Chiefs, would you like the final Infinity Stone? Right? Yeah. Like, would you like that?
That is exact. They gifted
the
Chiefs the final Infinity Stone.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just part think of me, about though, this. As much as I'm sick about it, is kind of happy for Hop. He's never had
absolutely.
This. He's never, I mean, yes, a little bit, you know, here and there with Deshaun, but never, ever had this.
Yeah, no, it's a hell of an opportunity for Hop. And I think about it, like, I see him out there on offense, then you see on defense with the dreadlocks, you got just, also with dreadlocks, you got Justin Reed. Back-to-back Super Bowl champion. I'm happy for him, too, but I'm like, man, what is it about leaving this place?
So there's the sickness of just seeing the Chiefs get better, but how much did you then view all of this through the lens of, one, that's one of the teams that the Texans would have to go through, and then, two, hey, this is a team that has been very active at the trade deadline in juxtaposition to the news or the reporting that it is highly unlikely that the Texans are going to make a move by 3 p.m. today.
It just doesn't surprise me at all. I'm with everybody. I'm not trying to knock down the energy of folks that are somewhat outraged by them not making a deal. I just can't be surprised by it, and I'm not able to work up enough outrage based off of how they laid this season out. They bet this season on the offseason. We're like, let's not get to this point and forget about the conversation that we were having in the offseason about them having perhaps the best offseason, not just of any NFL team in that particular period, but in some cases ever. You know, the only ones to sign a 1,000-yard rusher, double-digit sack guy, and whatever the 1,000-yard receiving with Stephon Diggs, right? Like, the first team to do that in one offseason, to acquire that kind of combination of players. So, like, they put a lot into this season. And then on top of that, you got to think about not just the Stephon Diggs trade, but how they structured that contract,
where you have $16 million in dead money next year,
that's next year, right? Yeah. Like, but just also like how much money you're paying him, you're actually paying him this year.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of restricts you a little bit on some of the things that you're able to do, and so this, they bet on being ready. This they bet on not having to make a move,
sure,
at the trade deadline, on being good enough to where we're not having this conversation. So I think the fact that we are, and that there is so much energy around wanting them to make a move, feeling like they need to make a move, is a little bit of an indictment on how they went about this offseason that we all touted as being great.
100%, right? Like, I'm not going to do the revisionist history. I think that, though, that perspective should, in some ways, and I understand the fallacy in being pot committed, but I think it feels like it applies here, in that you have invested so much to this point. It feels like just a little more is what's necessary, and that just a little bit more doesn't feel like too much, right? Especially with the trades that we've seen come through outside of the Cowboys. It feels like everybody has paid a pretty reasonable price, and it just feels like, hey, just a little bit more to make sure that you're in a place where you're in a better situation.
The counterpoint to what you said, not that it's wrong, because I had this conversation with Reggie about an hour ago, is things change. Look at the Chiefs. The Chiefs lost Pacheco.
Yeah.
What'd they do?
But think about it.
The Chiefs lost a receiver. What'd they do? So you're not wrong, but the Texans are, man, I'm still bleeding. The Texans are in a place where the things have changed, and they could easily have adjusted. Instead, they're going the other way.
I promise he's not bleeding from anything that I did.
No, well,
I
you'll hear it.
No, absolutely,
we're
no
just,
response.
Just talking about hitting your coworkers in the face for,
and that's why I wanted to make
campaign.
It clear.
As you're campaigning the platform.
We'll hear it in confessions.
Hey, there's over here moving furniture. Break.
Man.
Taking my shoes off.
No, but to me, though, the big difference, though, Lopez, is what the needs are. Like, these teams, these other teams that we point to, are out there going and getting weapons and the types of players that are typically available to you or possibly available to you on the trade deadline. It is so rare that you're actually able to trade for offensive linemen.
But that's happened.
It has happened, but
I mean, it's happened this week.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. But it's just, to me, it is a harder thing to do. I criticize them more for this being their plan. Like, maybe the whole King and Green pie in the sky, hey, he's going to come back and everything's going to be okay. Maybe there should have been more of an insurance policy with that goes beyond just, say, Jared Patterson mm-hmm. and Kendrick Green. Maybe not having a contingency plan for a regression in Shaq Mason is not a good enough thing for them. Like, to me, those are the issues of not having that, not planning for that, not so much not being able to get it here at the last minute.
Sure.
You plan to fail. You fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And I think that all of that is very well stated and correct. But we right here and right now. Right, and so from here.
No, I get it. I would like for them to do it. I just understand how they put themselves in a position to not be able to do it by putting so many chips specifically into the offseason, and none of that including the spots that are ailing them now.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest, we could have and should have foreseen. They certainly should have foreseen this being an issue. It's not like we weren't having the conversation of, hey, what's the deal with left guard? So why did it take all the way to the first week of November now to where you're going to, and I get what you're saying, we're here now.
Yeah, yeah.
But we actually have been here.
This is a familiar territory.
So, like, I mean, I'm just as frustrated as most, but I've almost wiped my hands of the fact that they've put themselves in this position where this is the team.
Yeah.
Okay. And so are they going to play better? Are they going to actually figure it out? That remains to be seen. But as far as significant changes, I have not expected it.
Yeah. Well, across the way from them at NRG Stadium on Sunday will be the Detroit Lions, a team that had the luxury of viewing the trade deadline as an opportunity to add. As they've been able to play really good football, even after they lost a defensive player of the year type caliber player in Aiden Hutchinson. Today, they add Za'Darius Smith from the Browns. It's a pick swap in 2026 where they send out a 6 and they get back a 7. And they also send out a 5th rounder this year. They come back with a high level pass rusher, and there is rumors that they're looking at yet another pass rusher as well. The Texans immediately thrown into the fire that offensive line that is not going to shift because of Za'Darius Smith coming to town.
Does the timing of this not feel kind of cruel?
Yes, it does.
Kind of?
Yes, it does. Specifically, though, because it's not just that it's the team that they're playing. It's the fact that the Lions don't really have many weaknesses. I understand Aiden Hutchinson's hurt now, so that's why they feel like this move is necessary. But, like, that's a team that's humming. I bet you in Detroit they're not having conversation about we need this, we need that, we need this offensive lineman, and we need this receiver.
Their head coach was giddy to get this deal done.
Yeah. Dude, they are stacked. Like, they are a team. They are. You look across the board, they either have stars or dudes that star in their role on the Detroit Lions. Correct. They did not really need this move, and they just got the Detroit freaking Lions, who a lot of folks probably think is the best team in football right now, and you certainly can make that argument, just got better when they didn't even need to on the week that they're about to play.
It's about getting to that next level. And by the way, he's going to play on Sunday. Reggie and I were talking about it. Like, that's the easiest position to just see ball, get ball, and we'll worry about the details of the game plan later.
What do you think? How y'all think CJ, when he saw that dude, was like, man.
Yeah.
Just going to add Za'Darius Smith, huh?
Yep.
You going to do that to me?
Za'Darius Smith.
Yeah, man. At least coming in, it felt like you were going to have to blitz. Now, I don't even know if they got a blitz.
Yeah.
Andre Glenn is going to have a fun time when he's calling plays.
Oh, Aaron Glenn. Shout out to A&M and Nimitz. Where did Aaron Glenn go?
He went to Nimitz.
Yeah.
If you want to feel just a little bit better about the trade deadline, the Cowboys have put their quarterback on IR, so you will not see Dak Prescott week 11 Monday Night Football. And a team that put their quarterback on the IR while already having a sub 500 record, then traded for a wide receiver Jonathan Mingo, the Cowboys trade for him.
Oh, I remember Jonathan Mingo.
Do you?
He's still playing.
Yeah. He's still playing somehow. Dude, and now the Cowboys gave up a fourth round pick. They'll get back a seventh round pick for that move. So however you feel about Nick Caserio.
What are they doing?
He is not the Joneses.
Hey, they should have got Amari Cooper at that point.
Hey, the Joneses say, don't tell us we not making no moves.
Dude, DeAndre Hopkins went for a conditional fifth. They traded a fourth.
Unserious. Unserious franchise.
They are.
That's what's happening in Dallas.
Yeah.
That's a get right game if I ever saw one. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We're just getting going with our guy Brandon Scott for this hour. Remember, it's a Texans Ticket Tuesday. We'll give that away in the 12 o'clock hour. But coming up next, it's time for B. Scott's Thoughts. We'll do that.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.